Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker says his run is ending. He will not seek a history-making third consecutive term in the state's top post.
I had a bunch of people say to me, well, the reason you should run for a third term is because pandemic. I actually think just the opposite, which is why we're here today with the decision that we've made. We believe the pandemic means we really ought to just focus on the work and get it done.
Baker's Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito also says she will not run for governor. WBUR Senior Statehouse reporter Steve Brown joins us now with the latest. Steve, what reasons did Governor Baker give for not running for a third term?
Well, Lisa, he says it was a difficult, complicated decision. And although he loves the work and serving the citizens of the Commonwealth, the ongoing recovery from the pandemic is his prime reason for not running.
There is a ton of work that's left to be done as we come out of this pandemic to rebuild, recreate, reimagine many of the things that were busted during the course of all this. And we believe it's most important that we spend the next year focusing on that and not focusing on, let's call it the discourse, and that's probably an insult to the word discourse, that comes with political campaigning.
Now, he downplayed any suggestions that he might be politically vulnerable, considering the shift in politics to the extremes. It could place someone perceived as a centrist in danger of not getting enough support to make it to the final election. Baker seems to enjoy the job, but noted that it can take a toll on his family. I asked him about that today, and he said there's a lot of time when he might be in his house in Swampscott, but he's just not there because he's thinking about or processing or trying to come up with an answer to one thing or another.
So did he say what he plans to do after his term ends?
Well, he was asked that, and he said to get back to him in January of 2023. The age of 65, he still has some good earning years ahead of him, and he could draw a much bigger income than the $185,000 paycheck that he gets right now for being governor. By not running, Baker passes up a chance at Massachusetts history. No one has ever been elected to three consecutive four-year terms as governor. Now, if recent polling was correct, Baker had a pretty good shot at getting that third term, although it wouldn't be as easy as it had been for him in past races.
Wouldn't be as easy because why?
Well, he's fallen out of favor with the hardcore Republicans in Massachusetts who are more aligned with the Donald Trump brand of Republicanism than that of the more moderate Baker. There'd been some debate among political observers as to whether Baker would have prevailed in a Republican primary against Jeff Deal, who's been the darling of conservative Bay State Republicans for years. Deal released a statement today thanking Baker and Polito for their service and saying that he is honored to have been endorsed by former President Donald Trump, and he looks forward to a spirited campaign presenting his vision for Massachusetts.
And how about Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito? She was thought to be a likely candidate for governor, but she also said today she's not going to run. Why?
Well, in addition to wanting to focus on the pandemic recovery, she mentioned the job taking her away from her family quite a bit on nights and weekends. She says her whole idea of running with the governor was to come into office with him, to serve as a team with him, and then to finish when he finishes.
So this leaves the race for governor pretty wide open. Three Democrats have declared that they're running: State Senator Sonia Chang-Diaz, Harvard professor Danielle Allen, former State Senator Ben Downing. At least one or two high-profile Democrats apparently are eyeing a run, Attorney General Maura Healey, and there is word today that former Boston mayor, now U.S. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh, may be considering a run. Any clues as to how they're leaning?
Not at this point. Everybody seems to want to leave the day for Baker. Healey said on Bloomberg TV today that she'll save talk about a potential run for another day. She issued a statement thanking Baker for his service to the state, saying she has deep regard and respect for the way he has led, searching for common ground in a time of divisiveness. As for Walsh, we didn't hear back from the Labor Department when we requested a comment from him. Governor Baker said that he did talk with Walsh today and mostly shared memories of working together, but a potential run by Walsh didn't come up in that conversation.
Final question, Steve. What will Charlie Baker best be known for in terms of his accomplishments or progress for the state?
Well, it depends on who you ask, his supporters or his critics. Supporters say his has been a steady hand on the tiller with record surpluses and overall positive handling of the pandemic and the ability to get things fixed. Now, critics say that while he may be more likable than Donald Trump, he shares a Republican philosophy with him. They have also been critical of his handling of the pandemic, especially that bumpy rollout of vaccine distribution earlier this year.
WBUR Statehouse reporter Steve Brown, thank you very much.
Thanks, Lisa.